You're listening to New Tnia. Two metal films turned waste heat into cooling. A prototype paired two ultra-thin nickel-titanium films so heat supplied the mechanical work for solid-state cooling, producing a 4 degrees Celsius device-level temperature difference. The approach could reuse waste or solar heat without a compressor, but cooling capacity, efficiency, durability, and commercial scale remain unproved. Two nickel-titanium films have turned heat into measurable cooling without using an electric motor to provide the mechanical force. In a laboratory prototype, one film contracted when heated and pulled on a second film, whose crystal structure changed as the load was released and produced a cooling effect. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Researchers coupled two ultra-thin shape memory films so that heat drove the mechanical cycle needed for solid-state cooling.
Why does it matter?
The design could eventually use waste heat or solar heat to cool electronics without a compressor or conventional refrigerant.
What is the catch?
The prototype produced only a 4 degrees Celsius temperature difference at device level and has not yet demonstrated useful cooling capacity at commercial scale. Key number: the refrigerant film changed temperature by as much as 12.9 degrees Celsius, but the complete prototype achieved a 4 degrees Celsius temperature difference. One film drives, the other cools. Elastocaloric cooling relies on shape memory alloys that warm when mechanically loaded and cool when the load is removed. Existing systems still need an electrically powered actuator to stretch or compress the material. The new design replaces that actuator with another shape memory film. When the first nickel-titanium film reached about 86 degrees Celsius, it contracted and converted thermal energy into motion. That motion loaded the second film. Releasing the second film reversed part of its crystal structure and drew in heat, creating the measured cooling. Why waste heat changes the equation? Cooling equipment usually consumes electricity to move heat elsewhere. A heat-driven actuator could instead use energy that factories, engines, and processors already discard. The researchers also tested the setup with an external source at 130 degrees Celsius, showing that the cycle can operate with a realistic stream of low-grade heat. That does not make the system free of energy or automatically efficient. It changes the input. Heat performs the mechanical work that a motor would normally provide. If the design scales, a processor might contribute some of the heat that powers its own cooling system. New Tnia previously covered how small defects can sharply restrict heat flow inside chip materials, illustrating why thermal management remains a hardware problem as much as an energy problem. No compressor and no circulating gas. The prototype is a solid-state device. It does not use a compressor to circulate a conventional refrigerant, avoiding one source of noise, moving parts, and climate-damaging gases. The two films are also extremely thin, which could suit compact cooling around electronics, where a full vapor compression system is impractical. Before we overstate the result, this is a feasibility experiment, not a refrigerator or data center cooling unit. A 4 degrees Celsius device level temperature difference does not establish cooling power, coefficient of performance, lifetime, cost, or manufacturing yield. Nickel-titanium films also undergo repeated mechanical cycling, so fatigue will matter. The team is now connecting films in parallel to increase capacity. What must happen next? The decisive test is whether arrays of films can move enough heat continuously while retaining their performance over many cycles. The present experiment proves that heat can directly drive an elastocaloric cooling loop. It does not yet show whether that loop can compete with compressors, pumps, or electrically actuated solid-state systems. Read the full article at newtnia.com.